Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today because we are diving into Theme 5, the International and Global Dimension. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Global issues in French sounds complicated, but actually this theme is brilliant because it connects the French language to things that genuinely matter in the world. Climate change, poverty, human rights, globalisation. These are topics you care about, and now you get to discuss them in French. Here's what we're going to cover today. First, the core vocabulary and subtopics you absolutely must know. Then, the grammar structures that will help you impress the examiner. After that, my top exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Then a quick-fire recall quiz, so stay sharp. And finally, a punchy summary. Let's get started. Section 1. Core vocabulary and subtopics. Theme 5 breaks down into 6 key areas. Picture these as 6 rooms in a house, and you need to walk confidently into any one of them on exam day. Room 1. L'environnement, the environment. This covers le réchauffement climatique, climate change, la pollution, les énergies renouvelables, renewable energies, and le développement durable, sustainable development. Key verbs, protéger, réduire, recycler, and préserver. Room 2, la pauvreté, poverty. This includes la faim, hunger, le chômage, unemployment, les inégalités, inequalities, and l'aide humanitaire, humanitarian aid. Room 3, les droits de l'homme, human rights. Sub-vocabulary includes la liberté, l'égalité, la discrimination, les réfugiés, refugees, and la justice sociale. Room 4, la mondialisation, globalisation. Think about le commerce mondial, world trade, les multinationales, les échanges culturels, cultural exchanges, and the impact of technology. Room 5, la guerre et la paix, war and peace. This includes le conflit, les négociations, l'armée, and la diplomatie. And room 6, le bénévolat, volunteering. This is about aider les autres, helping others, les associations caritatives, charities, and la solidarité. Now let's talk grammar, because this is where the marks really stack up. The examiners are looking for range and accuracy. That means a variety of tenses and structures, not just the present tense. The single most powerful structure you can use is the conditional tense. Global issues are all about what should happen, what could be done. So instead of saying c'est un problème, it's a problem, try il faudrait réduire les émissions de carbone, we would need to reduce carbon emissions. Or on devrait aider les pays en voie de développement, we should help developing countries. The conditional signals to the examiner that you're operating at a higher level. The second structure to master is the subjunctive. Learn these 3 phrases. Il est important que nous protégions l'environnement. It is important that we protect the environment. Bien que ce soit difficile, although it is difficult, and pour que le monde soit meilleur, so that the world may be better. Drop one of these into your writing or speaking and you will stand out. Third, opinion phrases with justifications. The mark scheme explicitly rewards candidates who give and justify opinions. Never just say, je pense que c'est grave, I think it's serious. Always follow it with parce que, car, donc, or c'est pourquoi. For example, à mon avis, le réchauffement climatique est le problème le plus urgent de notre époque, car il menace la survie de millions de personnes. That's a 4 justified opinion, and it will earn you marks. Fourth, time references. You must refer to the past, present, and future. Use the passé composé for past events. L'année dernière, j'ai participé à une campagne de recyclage. Last year, I took part in a recycling campaign. Use the present for current situations. Use the future to sampler or conditional for future plans. Now, let me share my top exam tips and the most common mistakes I see in the marking. Tip number 1. Always address every bullet point in writing tasks. This sounds obvious, but it is the single most common reason candidates lose marks. If the task says, describe the problem, explain the causes, and suggest solutions, you must do all three. Candidates who miss a bullet point are immediately capped on their mark. Tip number two, develop your answers. Examiners use the word developed a lot in mark schemes. A developed answer isn't just a sentence. It's a sentence plus a reason or a sentence plus a consequence. So instead of la pollution est mauvaise pour la santé, pollution is bad for health, say la pollution est mauvaise pour la santé, surtout pour les enfants et les personnes âgées, ce qui entraîne des maladies respiratoires graves. That's developed. Tip number three. Use connectives and discourse markers. Words like cependant, however, néanmoins, nevertheless, d'une part, d'autre part, on one hand, on the other hand, and en revanche, on the other hand, show the examiner you can construct a balanced argument. Tip number four, watch your gender agreements. This is one of the most penalised errors. Remember, la pollution, le réchauffement, les droits, la pauvreté, le bénévolat. Get the genders right and make sure your adjectives agree. Une solution efficace, not un solution efficace. Tip number five. For reading and listening papers, use your preparation time wisely. Read the questions carefully, underline key words, and predict what kind of answer you're listening for. Is it a number, a place, an opinion? And the most common mistake of all? Over-relying on simple sentences. Candidates who write only in the present tense with basic vocabulary are capped at the lower mark bands. Push yourself to use at least three different tenses, at least one complex structure like the conditional or subjunctive, and a range of opinion phrases. That's what separates a grade 4 from a grade 7. Right, time for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the French for climate change? Le réchauffement climatique. Well done if you got that. Question 2. Give me a conditional sentence about the environment. Here's a model answer. Il faudrait réduire la pollution pour protéger la planète. We would need to reduce pollution to protect the planet. Question 3. What does le bénévolat mean? Volunteering. And what verb would you use? Aider, to help, or bénévoler, to volunteer? Question 4. Name three French-speaking countries outside of France. You might have said le Sénégal, la Belgique, le Canada, specifically le Québec, la Côte d'Ivoire, le Morocco, or Haiti. There are over 29 member countries of the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, so there are plenty to choose from. Question 5. Complete this sentence in French. À mon avis, la pauvreté est un problème grave. You could say, parce qu'elle affecte des millions de personnes dans le monde entier, because it affects millions of people throughout the world. Brilliant work. Now for your summary of five things you absolutely must take away from today. 1. Theme 5 covers six key subtopics: environment, poverty, human rights, globalization, war and peace, and volunteering. Know the core vocabulary for each. 2. Use the conditional tense to discuss what should or could be done. Il faudrait, on devrait, ce serait. 3. Learn three subjunctive phrases by heart. Il est important que nous protégions, bien que ce soit difficile, pour que le monde soit meilleur. 4. Always give and justify your opinions. Never leave a je pense que without a parce que. 5. Address every bullet point in writing tasks. Develop your answers and use a range of tenses. That's your route to the top mark bands. Right, that's it for today's episode. You've covered the vocabulary, the grammar, the exam technique, and tested yourself with the quiz. You are so much better prepared than you were 20 minutes ago, and that's something to be proud of. Keep revising, keep practicing your French, and remember, the more you engage with these global topics in French, the more natural it becomes. À bientôt. See you next time.